Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A story by Ruth Epstein this past weekend in the Republican American in North Canaan. Christ Church Episcopal has been sold. The stone building and its adjacent bell tower, which sat on a rise on Main Street since 1846, once again will be home to a religious order. Castle Church Canaan purchased the property as its national headquarters, according to the land transfer at the town clerk's office. The price, $100,000. The sale went from the Episcopal Church to the Mission Society of Connecticut to the Knights Templar. The church has stood vacant since 2012. Brian Jones, a member of the Knights of Templar organization, said it's a national group that follows the Anglican tradition. Members have been searching for a headquarters because most of them are from New York, New England area. Canaan was the perfect choice. The plan is to continue to use the church as a sanctuary. Robert Fredrickson will be the full-time pastor. In Great Barrington, downtown construction this coming week. Line painting will occur the downtown side streets overnight. On-street parking will be prohibited on Railroad Street, including the upper parking lot, Elm Street, Church Street, Bridge Street, and School Street from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Monday, July 1st, and Tuesday, July 2nd. The line painting will begin late night Monday, July 1st, extending into the early morning of Tuesday, July 2nd. Painting will resume late night Tuesday, July 2nd, and be completed in the early morning of Wednesday, July 3rd. Any inquiries, directed to the Great Barrington Department of Public Works at 413-528-0867. Ankrum Kid Camp starts this week. If you've been meaning to donate to help support the kids' camp and pool but have not yet done, you can do that. You can send your tax-deductible donations to Ankrum Kids Camp, Ankrum Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7, Ankrum, New York, 12502. Summer reading programs, family story time happening today at 10 a.m. up to age 5. Caregiver siblings welcome. It's a theme story and craft day. Stay after the play. That's the role of Jansen Community Library. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon presents A Universe of Stories, Seeds to Stars. Runs today from 3:30 until 4:30, hotchkisslibrary.org. Town of Salisbury, Planning and Zoning Commission, proposed zoning regulation text amendments to create a new multifamily housing overlay district and Pocket Knife Square overlay district will be held at Town Hall July 1st tonight at 6:30. Zoning regulation text amendments. It will be continued till Saturday, July 13th at 10 a.m. in the upstairs meeting room at Salisbury Town Hall. The Town of Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting coming up tonight at 6:30 at Town Hall. Meanwhile, in Ankrum, the CAC meeting happens tonight at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Also going on tonight in Dover, the Planning Board has their regular meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. And in Cornwall at 7:30, the Cornwall Agricultural Advisory Commission meets at the town offices at 7:30. Tomorrow, July 2nd, the Kent, Connecticut Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 4:30. Salisbury Board of Education has a special meeting on Tuesday, 5:30 at the Elementary School Library, an executive session for the purpose of discussing the superintendent's evaluation and contract. The Falls Village Canaan Historical Society presents First Tuesday at 7, annual summer talk series at the Canaan Meeting House, Route 63 in Falls Village, Connecticut. Skip Barber, The History of Lime Rock Park. The talk is free. It's open to the public. Donations appreciated. It begins at 7 p.m. Coming up on Tuesday at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands Agency meets at the Cornwall Office Building at 7:30. The Board of Selectmen meets at Town Hall in Cornwall. Sharon Recreation and Youth presents the Sharon Summer Concert Series this year. It's at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field from 6 to 8 p.m., a free family event. July 3rd, Wanda Houston Band, Jazz and Soul. More information, SharonParkAndRecreation.org. Celebrate Independence Day at Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville the 4th of July. The annual festivities begin at 11. Organized children's games at noon. There'll be the reading of the Declaration of Independence by Lou Bucherri, who'll be in period costume as Herman Allen. Following the reading, the Salisbury Band will entertain the crowd with patriotic music and other tunes. You can pack a picnic lunch or enjoy hot dogs and soft drinks sold by board members of Extras, the after-school summer daycare program in Salisbury. In Sharon, coming up at Standard Place on Saturday, July 6, Will Hutnick, Applause Between Movements. It runs through July 28th. The opening reception, though, is coming Saturday from 5:30 till 8:30. Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park, lighting up Lime Rock with a fireworks display July 5th. This year's display promising to be bigger and better than ever. There's a 50-50 raffle, one winner taking home half the amount from tickets sold. Of course, Rotarians will be wandering around the ground selling those tickets. The Salisbury Rotary Club supports the towns of Salisbury, Lakeville, North Canaan, Falls Village, Cornwall, and Sharon. All the profits from the event go to local scholarships and community gifts and support international projects. The cost remains the same as previous years, $20 per carload, $5 for walk-in. No pets, no fireworks. Gates open at 6. The show commences at dark. Bidwill Museum, located at 100 Art School Road in Monterey, presenting their annual country fair on Saturday from 1 till 4. The free community celebration features live music, family fun, food, and drink, a pie baking contest, local artisans, colonial reenactors, plus a variety of local history lessons. More details at bidwillhousemuseum.org. You're invited to a unique treasure hunt and open house in Great Barrington from 2 till 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th. It'll be at the Flying Church on Main Street. Participants will look for rare artifacts hidden underground. Metal detectors will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. You'll be able to keep any findings within the property and also bring your appetite. A barbecue from New Marlboro Farms will also be served. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the George Lawrence Nelson purchase of Seven Hearths in 1919, Kent Historical Society is showcasing rarely displayed portraits this summer, as well as a second exhibit involving fur trading posts. The Seven Hearths Museum at 4 Studio Hill Road will be open for exhibits July 6th through August 31st. It'll be open Saturdays and Sundays from noon till 3. A reception is slated for July 13th from 3 until 5 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will be open Sundays during the summer. Hours on Sundays will be noon till 4 p.m., running July 7th to 28th and August 4th through the 18th. The Noble Horizons Pondside Concerts return on Sunday, July 7th at 4 p.m. with Barbershop Harmonies by the Valley Chordsmen. The all-male barbershop chorus has been singing throughout the area since 1947. Pack a picnic to share with friends following free concert. Reserve a table with gingham tablecloths and fresh flowers, or lay a blanket down on the summer grounds. For more information, noblehorizons.org. Sunday evening concerts, the North Deck at the Canaan Depot in Canaan, Connecticut, continue this Sunday. It features Francine and Eric, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab, 5:30 till 6:30. By the way, if it rains, those concerts move indoors. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 26,599.96, the NASDAQ at 8,006.24, and the S&P 500 at 2941.76. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.